People always talk about leaving and saying goodbyes. One word to wrap up, bundle away, lock in and tuck away in an old journal all the random postcard moments and memories that you cannot revisit without feeling a spark to your heart. But what about coming home? Probably home is a small town with rickety wooden benches worn down by years of early morning run breaks and late evening dates. The single popular cafe bubbling with the humdrum, the chitter-chatter and the friendly banter. It is also a place that is familiar and comforting and same. Always the same. Frustratingly the same. I come back home and I was the shiny new toy. Oh, have you been? Where all you go? What all you did? A new piercing? For 2 days, 10 hours and 25 minutes. And then I was consumed into the sameness. It was still, static, safe. But damn it, I was not meant to be a shelter. I am to be a raging, growing, collapsing, swirling hurricane. I change each time I come back home. And no, I don't mean my hair or weight or dress or accent. My tiny dreams have expanded. My perceptions overthrown and rebuilt and overthrown again. My inhibitions lost. And for all that was worth, I had been reckless and wary and craved and heartbroken. But home didn't recognize this. It couldn't understand the way my spirit evolved when I left everything I knew behind. Filled my bones with all the lives I had lived and captured fragments of myself I thought I had lost or forgotten. I had come back home and it was gnawing in me to escape. Bite, scream, run! Run, scream, cry, talk, dream, daydream, cry, numb, numb, numb. Why? Home is where you can point and say, I belong. So maybe the small town with rickety wooden benches and the single popular cafe bubbling with the humdrum, the chitter-chatter and the friendly banter was never home. And perhaps home was always the place I carried on my back. The place I recognized by the air that surrounds it. It lives in the corners elongated by my shadows and fears. It lives in the quiet, sacred, everyday moments that are life's joy. It lives in dreams. It lives in hearts touched. It lives in comforts abandoned. Home lives where I choose to let it live. And I live in it.